Welcome everyone to Shir. The Shir to answer all of the questions. Gabe, you're gonna have to pretend like you're four people also when it comes to the questions that are engaging. Okay. So the number one question we've been asking is really the question of why does Sisyphus come from such a dirty place, let's say, of Issur? Meaning, we have a seidoch, a lo saseh, there's an Isser of Shatnez, and like that's how Hashem chose to create the mitzvah of tzitzis. Through this, like through the pipe, let's say, of like Isser. So, that we've been wondering about like for many times, we've asked that question, like, what's the story? So hopefully we're going to go through that a little bit. We also want to know what the implications are, as you did in Seder, on Mem Gilman Bey, is that tzitzis is connected kol mitzvah kulon. Where does it come from? What does it mean? And also, one last thing, which we touched on weeks ago, is that when you look through the Rashis, if you remember in Shlach, and we were so befuddled as to the seemingly random connections that Rashi attributed to Tzitzis. Right? So remember, so fine, we have, it's Shakula Keneged Kol Mitzvos, okay? It equals all mitzvos. But then we have, Rashi says, Akanthe Vigdayim, Kanaf, the corner, which reminds us of Kanfei Nesharim, the wings of eagles, of Geula. And we're like, we raise our eyebrows a lot. Like, what in the world does Geula have to do with Tzitzis? Then we kept on going, and the four corners are connected to Arba Lashonos of Geula. Also very, very strange. What does Geula have to do with Tzitzis? And then Pesil Tcheles, Rashi tells us that the Shmona Chut and the eight strings are connected, the 8 days that we waited before we sang Shira when we left Mitzrayim, like Yitzias Mitzrayim. What in the world does this have to do with Tzitzis? A lot of questions to begin with. Let me ask you a question, audience. What other mitzvah do we have that Hashem commanded to be done through Isser? Through this Isser, we're going to push those away a little bit, and that's the mitzvah Dafka in such a way.
The word, but okay. It's when the
Gabe,
the husband dies.
Yibum, right? Yibum.
Yeah. I think of chalitza. That's like when.
Exactly. I mean, my father did chalitza. Because my uncle passed away, and they didn't have any children, so my dad did chalitza, and he had to like go to this place in like Borough Park because like she wanted the best, obviously the best one, and like you know the woman spits and like you know, so my dad said it was a crazy, crazy crowded. Packed with chassidim, and so my aunt Leah, she spits on the ground, and like as soon as she spits, like comes like all like chassid like chassidim rabbis, like guess, checking how much spit was spat, like how far it went. That was a very overwhelming experience. But yibum, yes, yibum, correct. Now, yibum, you know, there's parshas in the Torah about different erevas and people you can and cannot marry, and it's kares basically if you marry your brother's wife. So why did Hashem make such a mitzvah, such an important mitzvah, done also through Isser?
We're getting two more people.
Also done through Isser. Kenny's going to get rocked. Whereas Kenny would say get wrecked. Oh, welcome. Hey, welcome.
Some people paint all over me. I wanted to deck him so hard.
So to quickly review our question so far, why does Sittis come through such a dirty place? Through the Isser of Shatness, Hashem gave us such a mitzvah of tzitzis that gets through it. Are you wearing a weed hat?
That's your hat. That is actually my
kid. Maybe. Oh, in Mexico.
Exactly.
Actually, in our song, so funny. We talk about
you should hear our song. It's literally about that word lawnmowers, that we do the lawn.
And that's racist.
I got less than 4 hours sleep last night.
We wrote about how Jamaicans get high in our song.
It's a lot of...
Yeah, we just read it for a second.
I'm the mother Shear.
Oh.
Yeah, this recording.
Yeah, the whole world's going to hear this.
Schmuck.
Weed band. Racist. What?
Is this from last period?
No, this is Shear. We started.
Oh.
So again, we asked the question, why did Tzitzis come from such a dirty place? Why does Hashem commanded it to dafka through Isser? What are the implications of the fact that Tzitzis is connected to Kol Mitzvos? It's weighted. And why is Tzitzis connected to redemption, like we saw in Rashi? Four corners are connected to Arba Lashonos of Geula. Very strange. Kanaf is represent, you know, remind us of Kanfei Nesharim, the wings of eagles, which we returned to Eretz Yisrael on. And the Tcheles Rashi tells us we have 8 strings because 8 days have we left Mitzrayim, we had to wait. So we had all these questions. What's the story? So the first question we asked is, what are their mitzvahs like this, when it comes to a dirty pipe, so to speak? And that's the commandment we have. And we said Yibum. Yibum, it's an inappropriate relationship to marry your brother's wife. It's asur. But in the case of Yibum, it's a mitzvah saseh deraisa. It's a mitzvah, that's how Hashem made it. So, listen to this. It's a very, very important idea from Tzadok, where he explains that if you want to understand the essence of something, where do you look?
Yes.
No, the first time it's mentioned in the Torah. That's a good guess, though. Mishar Shem Mitzvah.
Yeah.
The first time it's mentioned in the Torah. The first time something's mentioned, that tells you about its essence. You can look around the context, what's going on. So where's Yibum first mentioned in the Torah?
Oh, I just did this.
Here we go, Kenny.
Tamar.
Good. Okay, Yehuda and Tamar. It's pretty much Yibum, right? Yehuda's first son dies. Okay, next son, Yibum, dies. Third son, hold off. Yehuda end up marrying her. Maybe that is Yibum, maybe not, unclear. Okay, but certainly that happens. When's the other circumstance in the Torah Yibum happens? Bang, corner 3.
I was waiting for
you
to say something.
Rus. The other example of Yibum was Rus and Boaz, right? Was Boaz Rus's brother, though? How is he Yibum? Because the closest person who was supposed to do Yibum said, I'm not doing it. What was his name? Exactly. No name. His name was Plony, because he's a bum. And he never became anything because he said no. He could have been the father of Mashiach. But he said no. Didn't do Yibum? That's why he doesn't have any. His name is Plony. It's the biggest insult, I think, in the whole Torah. It just shows you, it's the answer to the question of Esther of Mio Dam Leis Kazos, he got the Malchus. Like, maybe you came here for a reason, and Plony could have been there for a reason, but he didn't do it. That's enough for today's shiur. We can stop right there. But no, there's more. So. That we see is Yibum in the Torah, right? Even the essence of Yibum, Yehuda and Tamar, what is the relationship between Yehuda, that story, and Rus? What do they both have in common?
Yibum.
Who comes from them?
David.
Good, David and Melech, right? Good. Yeah. Let me tell you something wild about Mashiach.
And David does Titzis, so that's how Titzis and Yibum are connected.
Are you Mexican?
Yes.
You are, I know. Yeah. Listen to this.
I was part of the cartel before.
Yeah. Listen to this. The first hint we have of David HaMelech's like of Mashiach's line is Lot and his daughters. The first, like, look at the line of David HaMelech, right? Hey, Lot and his daughters, incest. Lot and his own daughters have a child that's Moab. Moab ends up becoming Rus, right? But before we get there, you have Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda and Tamar was prostitution. Yehuda thought he was catching a zona on the street. Turns out it was Tamar. That's, now you have incest and prostitution. Keep going. Okay? What happens next?
Rus and Boaz.
Who else? Rus and Boaz. That was that's a very weird psukim, no? Like, oh, Rus and Boaz, like, she catches him in the middle of the night, she uncovers his feet in, like, the greenhouse.
I always say this, but, like, there's a very good chance that, like, almost everyone is, like, one of their, like, old relatives or whatever was a Zona, and that means they're not really Jewish.
No, that doesn't mean you're not Jewish.
They can't marry another Jew.
That's not the same thing. That's a, it doesn't make you a mamzer if your mother's a Zona.
What makes you mamzer?
If your mother's married someone else, like, no, adultery, sure, actually.
I'm kids, sure that happens.
So...
I'm in a Moab, I'm zero.
Yeah, but we're married.
I don't know.
That was wife died.
I'm not sure. But anyway, so look, you have incest, prostitution, okay? That's how you walk in. Incest? When you, like...
No,
when you,
in Hebrew.
I don't know.
It is not one of zero.
Just write it like...
Just call it incest. Incest. Kemoshom Rim. See, look, you have incest, prostitution, and then you have Rus and Boaz, whatever that was, right? In the middle of the night. I don't know. And then what comes next? It's a wacky, wacky medrash. David's father's name was?
Yishai.
Yishai. What was his mother's name? I also don't know. David's mother and father, not Pelani, no, she's a nice lady. David and Mel's mother and father fell out of love. And Yishai said, okay, I'm done with her. You can move your bed out of our place. We're not, you know, we're done together. He wasn't into her anymore. Who was he into? The maid. One of the maids in the house. But David and Mel's mother's like, listen, I wanna have kids. I'm not done.
Isn't that why when Shmuel came to the house and they said, bring all your
yeah.
stuff in?
Yeah, so hold on. So get ready for this. So she says, listen, I want another kid. So what does she do? If you know your husband doesn't want you anymore, she dresses up and pretends to be the maid in the middle of the night so he can't see anything. She comes in. He thinks he's having znus with a maid, doing something totally wrong, inappropriate relationship. And it was such a taiva that when she ends up getting pregnant, the kid she gives birth to is red. Because he was manifested, he was born, he was conceived in taiva. David HaMelech, you know, his red hair, red face, the same color as Esav. Same reason. Right? He came from this. That was David HaMelech.
Well, his other son.
What?
Didn't he also have another son who was red?
David?
Head? Yeah. What, like the third brother?
He had many brothers. I don't know. But that means that David's whole birth, when she got pregnant, everyone knew that they weren't together anymore. So how did she get pregnant? They thought it was adultery, that she, you know, found somebody else. Which is totally adultery. And David HaMelech was seen his whole life as like a mamzer. And like he's like the Nebuch child. That's why, as you're saying, when Shmuel came, they said, yeah, we only have this amount of kids. David's not one of our, like, not my son. Like the Cinderella story, same exact thing. But they left her behind. Obviously, you know Cinderella came from David HaMelech. You think it's a joke? Push it. The one kid who's not like that. Obviously.
Yeah.
No questions.
What? All Disney stories.
All Disney stories came from Tanakh.
What?
You heard of it?
We can get a shear later. But David HaMelech was the forgotten kid. They thought he was a mom's or whatever. He was like a Nebuch. Because his birth came through like almost adultery. So now you've got so far. And then you have David and Bathsheba also. Whatever that was. Sin, maybe not. And David all life, he was kind of like a bit of a sinner. Right? No one made bigger mistakes than David HaMelech on the national scale. So look at the line for Mashiach right now.
The Jews have titles.
You have incest, adultery, prostitution, okay?
Sketchy
stuff, right? And whatever David Mashiach, almost an adultery again. That's the messianic line of the Jewish people. Psycho, right? What's Christianity's messianic line?
Yeshua.
In their heads, okay? So some woman got pregnant from God and like Jesus is perfect. What does Judaism say? Judaism says Mashiach is the most non-perfect thing ever. It is so not perfect that look, even him himself, David Malcolm himself, David Malcolm Mashiach, huge sins. Mama Shapella. It's like, it's a big thing when you realize that.
When we say like, it's not David who's Mashiach, when we say it's like, something.
Well, he's at least the line, certainly the line.
In the line.
And why is this? Why is it that
it's in the descendant of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, coming from like Shlomo Melech also, like that. Why is this? Why is it so? It's because Judaism is authentic. Judaism is real. Judaism knows that people were created with ability to fail, and that doesn't make you bad. It makes you human. Right? Perfection is not human. Perfection is what angels have. Kenny, are you perfect?
No.
Right. Kenny's human.
What percent of Jews, honestly, do you think are descendants of David?
No, I don't know. Not all.
Really?
No.
Isn't like animals descendants of Rashi?
I mean, some, but not all. I don't know. Baal Shem Tov was a descendant of David Melech, so was Rabbi Nachman. But I don't
also, know. But I don't know which side it is.
I don't know. Oh, you could be.
I am. My brother.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, my brother has a whole thing, like, up into, like, 100 generations.
Yeah, that
it's
makes
like
sense.
Like, 72 generations ago.
But look, the messianic line in Judaism is dirty. And so is being a Jew. It's unclean at the start, right? Every Jew's journey towards like Mashiach, towards like what does Mashiach look like? It's all the Jews being able to keep all the mitzvahs, right? If all the Jews kept all the mitzvahs, that's messianic. You know, everyone keeping Shas, like it's great. Eretz Yisrael. So the journey to 613 is the journey towards Mashiach. Is that clear? Each one of our journeys towards keeping all the mitzvos is the journey towards our personal Mashiach and the national if we all do it together. But It doesn't happen in an instant. It happens slowly. There's mistakes. There's failure along the way. That's what it means to be a Jew. You're working towards it, but you fail along the way. And you eventually get there. And the journey towards 613, the journey towards all the mitzvos, is a journey towards Mashiach. Right? Now, what represents the 613 mitzvos?
24 tzitzis.
So tzitzis, now you get it. The journey towards Mimekayim tzitzis is the journey towards Mashiach. Tzitzis equals Mashiach. Now you get what Rashi is all talking about. Kanfei Nisharim. What does it do with Mashiach? Because tzitzis is 613. Tzitzis is all the mitzvos. If we Mekayim tzitzis, really, then Mamish will Mekayim all the mitzvos in the Torah.
Mashiach. How do we get from...
Because Mashiach is a time when we're all able to keep all the mitzvahs and follow Hashem's ratzon.
So how do we get from not perfect to that?
So it's, I'll explain. So tzitzis is the same thing as Mashiach. And that's why Rashi's talking about it. The Arba Lashonos of Gula is the four corners of tzitzis. Because tzitzis is us keeping all the mitzvahs. It is Mashiach. It's Yitzias Mitzrayim. When you're on your way, you're getting there. We started Yitzias Mitzrayim. We keep on going. Yitzias Mitzrayim began the journey towards Mashiach. We became Jews, and now we're, for the rest of time, we're on our way towards Mashiach. What it means to be a Jew is to be working towards Mashiach. What it means to be a Jew, as you're working towards 613, as you're working towards Mashiach, is to get dirty, to start in an unclean place. Think about it, as a Jewish person, right? You don't, when you're a younger kid, like, I always think about, why did Hashem make teenagers? Like, it's so hard to be a teenager. And like, you do so many things that are wrong, and like, imagine being a, it's so hard to be a more Orthodox teenager also, like, there's so many things pulling at you, and you're like, so why did he just make? Why did he not make the stage? Everyone's developing, and everyone makes such bad mistakes. Why can't you just make it like already start at like 24 when like you can already like what?
When you level out.
Yeah, like when you chill out a little bit, and like you can actually think normally and think straight. So what's the whole point?
It's the process.
You gotta trust the process. You gotta know it starts with dirt. It starts low. It starts through Isser.
From Tzara Agra.
From Tzara Agra.
Oh.
And you get, and you go from there. That's what it means, I say dochelos, I say. You start through the Isser, you start with the call the adultery, the Isser, and you work through it. You start with the Shadnez, with the Isser. And Tzitzis is going from the Isser to the mitzvos, to 613. That's redemption. That's the answer to Tzitzis. That's why Davka Tzitzis, which represents all the mitzvos, comes through the tzinor, what I would call, of boots, of dirt. The tzinor shel geula. The pipe of redemption. And, you know, today's shiur should be a very important message to realize that no matter, you know, for your own life, no matter where you are, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what your past says or your present is, if Mashiach comes from a place of such dirt, of such lowness, Kal v'chomer, we too can become great no matter what we've done or what we're going to do. And that's the message, one of the messages of Tzitzis, is that life's a journey. And there's ups and there's downs. And, you know, the greatest things can come from such low and difficult places. And you should get the chizik, no matter where you are. You can always get out. That's the secret of the Tzitzis.